Saturday, August 26, 2023, 3:34 a.m. Okay, so I got up a little after 2 today, and I'm out here starting to paint. I've already done some other things here with this large panel, Man, Control of the Universe. And as you can hear in the background, I have the fan going pretty loud, and also the dryer is operating because of the energy rates that we gotta pay. They want us to run our stuff about this time between midnight and noon, I guess. Yeah, noon is the cheapest time to do it, so that's when we run the dryer. Pia the talking dog is here with me. She's trying to sleep. Let's see. So one thing I didn't talk about is that last month, a friend of mine, Ray Mailer, died, and we've been friends since 7th grade. It was pretty emotional for me. He's been a good friend. In these later years, we really didn't see each other that much because he lived up in just south of Marysville, and also then recently they moved to Georgetown, California, and so I really didn't get to see him much. But we talk every now and then, and when we do get to see each other, we would pick up right where we left off. So. Yeah, it's sad to think that he's not in this world. He and his wife had 4 children, and after that, they started adopting basically the crack babies. That's what they call them, but you know, various other things, mainly babies that were. The neonatal intensive care unit. So the babies that had things stacked against them when they came into this world, they were taken away from their mother. And because they were either drug addicts or whatever, so they adopted a bunch of those kids, and it was challenging for them, but they really stuck to it. And even though things were challenging, they continued to adopt. So I really couldn't tell you how many. There's a bunch of kids that they adopted. Anyway, so. A bunch, and so they had the funeral, basically the viewing, and then another memorial at a Catholic school in West Sacramento, although they weren't Catholic. So I got to see all his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren, you know, and a bunch of the family that I hadn't seen for a while of his, and then other friends that were there of his wife, Velda, were there. But anyway, so I cried a lot, and he's definitely missed in this world by a lot of different people. So I've been thinking about making a painting about both of them, Ray and Velda, his wife, and So it's been knocking around in my mind for a couple of years here. Just haven't really had the push to do it. But I thought a lot about it in the past couple of weeks now. So, but anyway, let me get the painting here and work on this some more. So stand by. 4:33 a.m. Okay, so now the dog says she wants to go outside for some reason. So I'll take her out. I'll take a little break here. I've been painting and listening to the Hoover Institution YouTube channel. And this one is Victor Davis Hanson, Part 2, The Contrarian Agrarian Uncommon Knowledge is the show. So let me go take her out and let her see that there's nothing out there that we can deal with right now because it's dark. And I'll be back. Okay, 4:36 a.m. All she wanted to do was go out there and stare at the backyard. And then she took a little drink out there, not much, just a couple of laps of water. And now we're back. So back to painting. 5:48 a.m. Okay, I'm going to take a break from painting and I gotta take the dog out for a walk. It's still dark outside, but you're insisting, huh? Huh? You're insisting on going out for a walk, aren't you? I guess she's not insisting now. She was just a while ago. So, yeah, she's not insisting. But I'm gonna have to do some changing here. I want to get a long sleeve t-shirt on this time because that y yesterday was pretty cold. It's cold now too. Oh, she decided to lay down. I guess she realizes, yeah, we're not going just yet. But anyway, so let me go do this and I'll be back after I come back from the walk, do some watering out front, do some well, actually do some watering out back. Well, brush the dog, let the chickens out, water out back, and then I water out front because that's got to be the new procedure because the wife wants me to water out front later so she can feed the cats because otherwise I'm going to scare them away. So that's a little change right there. Then after I do all that, I'll come back and check and see what else I'm going to do. I might want to eat lunch at that point. Who knows? So let me. Oh, well. So I was listening to a bunch of stuff from the Hoover Institution YouTube channel, and a lot of stuff to think about as far as AI and the nuclear bomb threat in the world and our society and all that sort of stuff. Very interesting things to think about. To have these people that are very knowledgeable about a lot of different things at your fingertips is one of the advantages of living at this time in life and in history. So, I don't know if it's really that great because you can start worrying about stuff. But at this age, at 70, hey, I could go for a walk with a dog and just drop dead. You never know. So, I guess I'm really not that worried about it. I'm concerned, but not worried. So, anyway, so let me get going here, and I'll be back later. 9:29 a.m. Okay, so everything else is done. Took care of the dog, took care of the wife, took care of everything else that needs to be taken care of. I can go ahead and paint. Okay, so let me get at it. Okay, 1:08 p.m. Okay, so I'm kind of ending the day as I started it. Me, the big panel in the studio slash garage with Pia the talking dog, who is sleeping. Kinda. She wakes up every now and then. Okay, so I guess I can comment on the panel now. In the center, of course, I have the everyday man, Homer Simpson. And I have him in a circle, kind of like the original man, control of the universe kind of thing. And the circle itself was pretty dark, and I'm lightening up the outer parts of it, and it kind of resembles a sphere in a way. And it's also representing like a helium molecule.
Well, that would be a helium atom,
which is kind of representing a sphere too itself. But lightening the edges kind of gives it a more standout kind of a thing. I also had repainted the Homer and his desk to make that stand out a little bit more. Okay, remember the lower left-hand part that I obliterated? I sanded that down and painted over it again with some more black paint. I don't know what I'm going to put there just yet. I had the original. Figure pulling down the Statue of Liberty. I left him there, but instead of making him an individual, I made him kind of like a puppet with an arm going up his underside. It's really just the shirt. let's see what else. Yeah, I guess some more things are going to change here. On the right-hand side, I've got that tidal wave that is still in development. I just can't seem to get it right. So we'll see what happens there. And I don't know. So I'm going to call it quits for today. I've cleaned up my paints and my paintbrushes and stuff. Start again tomorrow early, I guess. If I get up early, I probably will. Got church today. Ugh. So we'll be going to 4:30 Mass. It's a very mild day so far, which is nice. But I've already covered my cucumbers and cantaloupes with the 40% shade cloth. Okay, so I guess that'll be it for now. We just had this past week, we just had the first Republican presidential primary debate. And a couple of days after that, Donald Trump was indicted for a fourth time, this time in Georgia under state charges for trying to do something. Who knows? I can't keep track of that stuff anymore. Anyways, yeah, you know, the more I look at it, yeah, the more it looks like, oh, yeah, this is just political stuff. They just want to hurt him, either hurt him so bad or make it so that he can't run or whatever. I guess they're really afraid of him. So, but, hey, things were a little better. I mean, I know I'm paying less tax. I was paying less tax, and it was, if the federal government gave corporate big shots and whatever a break, man, they gave me a pretty good break, too, on my taxes. So I guess we're all in the same boat as far as that's concerned. Gas was cheaper. There were no wars. What else? There was peace in the Middle East. You got that accord that they did between Israel and a bunch of their neighbors that used to hate them and want to blow them up. let's see. What else did he do? He brought back a bunch of money to the country, that's for sure. He was on his way to bringing back manufacturing. So, let's see what else. Okay, I just saw something I can do now. I've got on the right side of the sphere, I got a bunch of cubicles with Mickey Mouse's at computer terminals. And I'm going to make that more gray. I want to do a grayscale of some sort. I don't know. We'll see. I probably want to have a colorful gray. okay. Anyway, let me call it quits for today. kind of take a relax now. I've been up since 2:30 or so. So, have a good one.